This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two things I love in life, Mondays and road construction. That's what I always do. Those two go together
that
so well.
That sounded like sarcasm, yeah. Didn't it?
Did it? It didn't sound like the real deal. So I have a closed circuit message for anybody that has been in the road construction game before. So like when you put out all these, why is there an echo down? I like the echo.
I'm not hearing an echo.
Echo.
No, you're not?
Oh.
When I talk, I feel like I'm hearing myself on your mic. So. Huh. Weird. Anyway,
I'm not hearing it.
No? You're saying I'm crazy? Is that what you're saying?
You're crazy anyway.
Yeah. So when you see all these miles of road construction signs and there's work and slow down and 40 miles an hour and the cones and the whole deal, right? But no people. Like, are they off in the trees looking at us and laughing, do you think?
Yes.
They're having a little party or what?
Yes.
Like? So my
on candid camera. You remember candid camera.
So I sincerely want to know, what are you doing? Where are you when this is happening?
It's called a speed trap. That's how I got my last speeding ticket. I was three cones in, but I wasn't slowed down enough, and there was no construction. Too bad, so sad.
If I sound a little frustrated, ladies and gentlemen, I-94, Bismarck to Fargo, is all road construction. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think that maybe 50 miles total.
I got to make that drive in a few days. What in the world? Get it done.
Westbound, at least, I'm going to say no less than 50 miles is without road construction signs and cones and reduced
speed. So if I take old Highway 10, I'll be going faster then?
I think so.
Oh, man.
I feel your pain because it's pretty much like that here in the Twin Cities, too.
94, it is.
94, especially going through St. Paul and Minneapolis, it's awful.
And let me guess, 35 south, because I got to go to Albert Lee and over to Austin.
Well,
so
35 south, it's not construction. It's just heavy congestion of traffic because there's so much construction going on 169 and Highway 100 and whatnot.
Ah.
So everybody's been funneled over to 35W.
See, here's the deal. I'm fine with road construction in the sense that I understand it's progress, right? I mean, for our winters are tough here, and we've got to use the summers to, you know, make the roads better. I get that, and I applaud it, and I see it as a sign of progress.
Yeah.
But if you're going to put up orange cones, and you're going to reduce speeds to 40 miles an hour, then do something.
Okay,
do something.
You spend a lot of your time in Fargo. Has there ever been a point in which 94 and or 29 were not under construction? I don't remember ever going through there in the last 20 years and not have it down to, like, you know, half the lanes.
Yeah. No. That's part of it. But I don't ever remember, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't ever remember that much road construction with that little being done between Fargo and Bismarck right now. It's crazy, but I know there's people listening. There's that echo again. Turn your mic off once. Now the echo's gone. I told you.
Are we really going to play this game?
Okay, so
the show. Nobody can hear it but you.
So anyway, is anybody else hear an echo?
I know there's some. I need to get some Prozac for you.
Yeah. A Snickers bar will do.
You know how you get.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we could have Ed Schultz there, give him the Snickers, and then you appear, right?
Who? If you have worked in road construction, or you know about this, maybe you work over at the DOT, I don't know. I would love to know why. Well, you know, I get that there has to be road construction at some point. So put down the cones, put up the signs, go to work. Just do it, you know, a few hours before.
Is then this going to cost the taxpayers X number of dollars to spend time taking the cones down at the end of the day? Now you just made it all cost even more, Scott. That's my money you're playing with.
Mm-hmm. I got a hunch they're going to be
playing devil's advocate here anyway.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking the experts. Somebody somewhere that sits at the DOT office, they know the answer to these questions. And they're going, oh, What a bunch of dummies those guys
are. That's why he's in radio and not,
yeah, exactly.
Not in road construction.
I get that it's easy from the cheap seats. I just want to know.
Exactly.
I'll be a little less frustrated if I know, and I don't think I'm the only one.
No, we're not doubting you. We just want to know. Teach us.
Because I'm pretty sure the road construction workers are all out there, but they're on smoke break or something. You know, they're out having a water break.
They don't still allow them to smoke.
Mental health break or something. They're over in the trees laughing their butts off. Having a grand time. So that is the most look, I know there's really important things going on in this world, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to open up the phones. But that, to me, as you can tell, has me a little frustrated today, and I want to know some answers. And I'm guessing I'm not alone. You go, why am I going 40 miles an hour for the last 20 miles, and I haven't seen one person, no one, nowhere? Where are they? Why does it work like this? All right, that's my frustration. I'm fine with road construction. I get we need it. Don't call and say, well, don't you want the roads to be in good condition? I want all that. But when it's road construction signs and cones and delays, I'm just asking for work. That's all. Small little thing I ask for. Now,
first world problem.
I understand. Who invented that line?
I don't know.
My kids say it all the time.
Yeah. It's a good question, though. You wonder who coined it. Somebody had to coin it first.
I came in the other day looking for a screwdriver or something. I can't find a screwdriver. Why does people put things back where they got them? And one of the kids.
Yeah, on the other side of the world, they use their thumbnail for a screwdriver.
Dad, first world problem. Anyway, it's Monday. We're a little squirrely. That's how you vent after the weekend.
Amen.
Welcome to the program. We call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. That's Todd Mitchell. Manny is back. Manning your calls when you call.
Welcome back, Manny.
Glad to have you back there, Manny.
Appreciate it.
And what else are we going to do? Oh, here's the telephone number, first of all. Anybody in the road construction game, the planners that sit in the office and decide when the cones go up, when the signs go up, when the speed signs, the speed limits reduce, how you stage all that, maybe what I lived through, just an aberration. This never hardly ever happens like this, where all but 50 miles of 200 and some miles between Bismarck and Fargo is road construction. Extremely rare. And here's why it had to happen. Bring it on. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Now, one text we got on Friday. What did it say, Todd? Something about tell Scott to slow the heck down when he says the number or something like that?
Something to that effect, yeah.
And we need that reminder every now and then. We try to strike a balance because we want to give people the number to call. On the other hand, if you're a regular listener, you know the number to call. I beg you to put it in your speed dial. But given the size of this audience, there's new people joining every single day. Every single day, new people come into the program. So if I say 800-228-0550, it doesn't help them because they go, whoa, 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 what? I got 800. So I'm sorry, just so you know. 800-228-0550. We also have a 24/7 line. This is one I've encouraged you to put in your speed dial as well, because this show is replayed evening 7 to 9 on K-Fire. Time shifted on KLTC 1460. Live on 550 K-Fire. And AM 1100, the flag between 9 and 11. But podcasted, and there's different times. And if you hear something that moves you to an opinion, we want you to be able to push a favorite button on your phone. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live when we are live on the air. And you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. There's a meltdown going on in Philadelphia over these WikiLeaks emails of the Democrats. Not good for Hillary Clinton and company. New polls out from CNN. Not good for Hillary Clinton and company. Donald Trump got a big, and I mean big, bounce from his Thursday speech. Big. Now, I'm not one to hyperventilate over polls, because I'll save you the call. Oh, now you believe the polls. You didn't believe the polls when Donald Trump was down. You didn't believe the polls when Ted Cruz was down. You didn't. I'm going to save you the call, okay? I'm not big on the polls, but I will say this. The polls have been used as a blunt force instrument against the Trump campaign all the way along. And he can never beat Hillary. Look at the polls. Look at the polls. And what do we always say? It's March. It's April. It's May. It's June. They really don't matter. They're starting to matter. After the conventions is when you start to pay attention. After Labor Day is when you honestly have to assess them as crucial. And they can still ebb and flow and move. And, you know, George W. Bush was ahead by 3, 4, 5 points heading into his final weekend. The DWI story breaks, ends up being a 50-50 election. So, you know, they can ebb and flow right up to the last minute. But they start to matter now. And he got a big bounce. Here's some really amazing. We're going to dig this up for you. CNN poll with independents. Huge numbers for Trump. All right, we'll get to the phones. Tom in West Fargo is going to help us on this road constructions, too. Ed in Watford City, we're going to go to Keene in Virginia and Watford, and others waiting to go. Next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jean right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Had a great week last week in Mandaree, new town for the big fishing derby for North Dakota Oil Can. And what a crowd in Stanley on Thursday. My gosh, it was just fantastic. Really enjoyed it, and those are great events. If you didn't make it this year, make next year a priority. You've got to be there, okay? Also brought to you today by High Plains Apache, home of the world's largest source of ag application parts. I said it. They have it. And by the way, Apache sprayers is what they sell, but the ET Ag Center has parts for all brands. So they're your one-stop shop for sprayers. And High Plains Apache. They have new equipment. They have used equipment, parts and service. They have all kinds of great precision ag tools. Going to be a Big Iron coming up. Won't be long. It'll be September and Big Iron. Find out more at HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see him. East Side Court, Mandant. Frontier Exit 60 south of Fargo. All right, let's get to the phones. And whether you want to solve my road construction dilemma, which I'd be very pleased at, or talk about anything else on your mind, I'd love to hear from you. How do you think the Democrats are going to spin this email scandal? So these WikiLeaks emails release a bunch of emails, and they're saying things in there. Just imagine this for a minute. Imagine the heat of the battle between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz down to the 11th hour. And some email traffic back and forth with people at the Republican National Committee saying, hey, how do we go after Cruz's religion? Let's use his religion against the guy. I think he's an atheist. Front page, New York Times. It'd be unbelievable. That's what happened. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, I mean, the CFO of the Democratic National Committee is saying, you know, we got to talk about it. We got to get discussion going about his religion. I think he's an atheist. My Southern Baptist peeps won't like that. And there's more to come of this stuff. So it's a firestorm to start their convention. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has to step down. What happens immediately? It was like a swap announcement. She's stepping down, but, oh, Hillary's hiring her. I kid you not. She's now on Hillary's, like, 50-state campaign.
So how is that a step down?
I don't know. I don't get it.
That might be a promotion.
It's incredible. It really is. And Donald Trump, as I said, spiking big in the polls. So those are the big news things. Next hour, we're going to talk about teen driver safety. Three words that are out of concern every single parent out there. Are my kids safe when they're driving? Are they doing the right things? North Coast Safety Council Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver's in. We also have Highway Patrol representative and a member of the singing duo Tiger Lily. Krista Slaybaugh is going to be here. She's a crash survivor. So stay tuned for all that coming up on the program. Tom in West Fargo, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Tom?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, just a couple of thoughts, not real thoughts. And then one serious one is, and that's what I didn't get to tell many of them. But anyway, as for the cones, I think they had no other place to store them. So they put them on down the streets and freeways. And I agree with Todd. I think it is a speed trap. I think it's, I went down to the Twin Cities, down to Cold Spring this weekend, and there's code zones there, and the state patrol were just waiting. They're just waiting. And then the other serious thing is, did you hear about the fence that the Democratic National Convention, they erected all the way around the convention center? It's a 4-mile-long fence, 8 feet high, to keep out people.
To keep out people, other than...
Right. I can't sit back here and not laugh, Scott. Come on.
It's okay to have the open borders down south, but we're going to keep out the Americans around the DNC.
Yeah, in other words, it's a security thing. They're not keeping out all the people. They're deciding who they want to let in and who they don't. Yeah, no, it's very important. They did the same thing in Cleveland, by the way. I mean, it's part of the security precautions, but it makes the point. I'm with you. Here's a cute story. This weekend, actually yesterday at the lake, we had the neighbors at the lake were visiting, you know, from Cincinnati, and they come every year, and so it's a fun thing for our kids. So our kids are hanging out with their kids, and there's kids, 13, down to like, I don't know, 6, 7, okay? About half a dozen of them. And all of a sudden I hear them cheering, build that wall, build that wall. I'm like, what are they doing? I go over, and they are literally constructing a wall in the sand and wanted me to take a picture and text it to Donald Trump. Of course, I have his number, right, Todd? Yeah, not a problem. But I'm thinking,
oh, sure.
I mean, when the kids are that in tune to what's going on, I think that's a good thing, actually. And only one was mine. Don't blame me for brainwashing my kid.
Was yours the ringleader of this whole thing?
Not really. I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you very much. Ed in Watford City, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I work road construction, have for many years. And the thing that you'll find, it's not necessarily a speed trap, but it is, these roads are, construction is done in phases. They'll go in and a pipe crew will put the pipe in. Then they'll come through and say, grind up the asphalt and mill it. Then they'll come back through and build this upgrade. Some of the companies that do the traffic control get a little lazy, and you end up with a whole bunch of road opened up that needs to be opened up, a whole bunch of road that is 45 mile an hour or less.
So it's just sort of not coordinated to the degree that it could be. In other words, I get the stages, that's how you build it, but in between stages, somebody ought to say, open this up, pull the cones for a day or two or whatever then.
Exactly. I work for a big company, and we try really hard to go through and open up areas that can be opened up, because if, say, 6 miles of area that absolutely no one's working in, we'll have our traffic control go back in and put up 65 mile an hour signs if it's all safe.
Does that help you? It does, and it explains what was going on. And today, I would venture to say there was a lot more than a little bit here, a little bit there. There was a lot of turf between Bismarck and Fargo where there is nothing but cones and not a sign of anybody.
Exactly, and it is somewhat. The traffic control companies, they get paid by how many miles they have open. And it takes some manpower to open it up and to close it. And the company that I work for, like I say, we try our best to keep the public going through at a safe speed and as fast as we can.
Well, glad you do it, Ed, and that does explain a little bit of it today. Thanks for the call. Looking for answers here. Anybody that's worked road construction, let us know. Virginia in Watford City, let's get a few minutes with you, or a few seconds at least, to start here. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I thought the convention last week was awesome, and I wish everybody would get behind Donald Trump and support him but not try to come up with something different that they think we, the people, need. And I appreciate you talking slower on the phone number because it took me all week to get your new number.
Oh, I did good. I have one more question for you, Virginia. Advice for others that are not in the Trump camp. Hang on. We'll do that after the break on What's On Your Mind. Here's the number, nice and slow. Todd, you ready? 800-228-0550. Call now. Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. KFIRE 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on KFIRE. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Apache.com is the website. Just had an email from a listener saying, can you say that one more time? Am I just like talking way too fast today or something, Don?
What?
HighPlainsApache.com. Telephone number 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd. We love your text. 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. PetroServe USA is the folks that help America fuel better. $50,000 giveaways underway right now. And if you were there last week and registered and you didn't win, didn't get the call, got to go back this week and register. That's right. New week, new registration each and every time. So get in there, get registered. Have the 4 for $4 deal when you're there. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Okay, Virginia and Watford City's on the phone. Have lines open behind Virginia if you want to call. 800-228-0550. Here's my question for you, Virginia. Your advice before the break was to say you really want people to get on board with the Trump campaign. What's your top selling point? How do you make that case to people that might have been a Ted Cruz fan or think Donald Trump isn't trustworthy or whatever their excuses?
Well, you know, everybody has an issue about something wrong. We're all not perfect. But if we go through and look at what he has accomplished in his lifetime, look at his children. That speaks real clear to anyone. If they look at his children, that says something right there. And most people don't understand. There's a lot of them out there. They get into trouble and that, and you hear all about them. But have you ever heard one word about Trump's kids doing something wrong? And to me, it looks like there's Christian values in that family, because I just look at things, and they're proper, they're print, they have a way of handling things. And who would be the one that taught them that? Their father and their mother. That's distinguished boundaries, good guidelines. And that should say something to everybody, because I look at him, he is a leader. And it's just, he may not be the normal Tennessee's like we had politicians, but he's speaking from his heart. And I felt that. But I've always been a Trump supporter. I was a Cruz when they first started campaigning, and then I had to expect And during one of the debates, I switched to Trump because I saw things in Cruz I didn't like. And so that's why I've been behind Trump. But I wish the Republican Party would quit picking at each other and pull their bootstraps and get behind him and support him 100%.
Okay, here's my question right now today. I'm not sure that this rift is as big as it's purported to be. I get Jeb Bush and John Kasich and Ted Cruz have their noses ruffled. And I like, there's a lot of things about Ted Cruz I like. I mean, I think he's wicked smart. He's been a great voice for conservatism. There's certainly a lot of good things about him. I was not impressed last week. I thought he looked like a big baby. But
trying to crowd.
But I don't see this groundswell of support behind him. I don't see this big army. I think he was mad because of the, you know, the things that were said about his wife and his father, and everybody could play that game all day long. Unfortunately, that's how that game's played. But, and same with Jeb Bush and a few of these people that, you know, Bill Kristol. But I don't get the sense that it's real people, Virginia. It's people that go to cocktail parties in Washington, D.C. and that are in the game and in the connected types. Do you think there's a lot of Republicans, rank and file Republicans out there that are having a hard time getting on the Trump train?
Not the ones I've talked to. It's just that we don't enjoy hearing few others that are not supporting Trump, which I think if they would support Trump, that would take care of the whole problem, and maybe a lot more people will look at it that way. But I'm concerned that Hillary's going to get in, and that's my real problem. I don't want her in, so I'm pushing for Trump, so I'm sorry.
No, that's the real problem. That's the real concern, no doubt about it. This is the choice between A and B.
Right.
With all due respect to the others in this race, the Libertarian Party candidate or anything else, it's a choice between A and B. And A is Trump, and B is Hillary. And I'm telling you what, hang on for dear life.
I don't want to see our country destroyed any more than it has, and that's my concern, because it's in our back door right now, whether they believe it or not. And I have a question for you. Since these two in the White House and Hillary think that we don't need our guns, how come they have so much security around them? Why don't they take away their security and see how safe they feel then?
A better question for them than it is for me. It goes to this same point on the wall built around the convention hall.
Yeah, on the wall around the Capitol, the city of the Capitol.
Yeah.
And never used to have a wall. Never.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Virginia, call again. Glad you got that number now. Put it in your speed dial, okay?
Okay, and I want to thank you for saying that before. You got some brownie points today.
I got brownie points, Todd! Did you hear what Virginia said? I got brownie points.
How about that?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to remember that, by
thanks,
golly.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed listening to you on delivering mail.
God bless you. Glad you're listening. Thank you very much. Dan and Fargo next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Got that, Dan?
I got it.
Beautiful.
I got it.
What's up, Mike?
Scott,
yes,
you mentioned that you didn't think that dust-up between Cruz and Trump was a big deal. But I wasn't necessarily happy with what Cruz did. However, talk about vindictive. You know, Trump is funding two PACs for sure. I heard him say it himself, for defeating Cruz and Kasich. Now, why doesn't he spend that damn money on defeating Hillary?
I hadn't heard that. Where did you hear him say that? He's funding a PAC that would
defeat? Yep. I heard it yesterday morning.
He might have done it during his campaign, but you're saying for governor or for senator for re-election for Cruz?
Exactly. And he said there might be one more little guy that he goes after. He's not sure yet. And then
you say you heard this yesterday.
Yes.
Where did you?
Yeah, it's on some of the headlines on your different websites too. But I thought that was so vindictive, and he's supposed to bring us together. I mean,
yeah, it was good. I'm just throwing a headline here. It says Donald Trump says he plans to launch Super PAC against Ted Cruz. The aim of hobbling the political future of Ted Cruz. Trump promises have been subject to deep skepticism, confirmed the plan in an interview set to air Sunday on NBC. He was asked about a report Friday that said he wants to set up a super PAC, which can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money to go after Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, two former Republican primary opponents who have not endorsed him. In the interview, Trump started off by saying the super PAC plan is not the number one thing on my mind, and he's currently focusing on winning the White House. With that being said, yeah, I'll probably do a super PAC, you know, when they run against Kasich for $10 million to $20 million against Ted Cruz. Let's see here. When they run against Kasich, against Ted Cruz.
Well, I can just say that I've already responded to Cruz to Trump when he asked me for money. And I know that it won't get to him, but at least I spoke my piece. I thought this guy is supposed to be bringing us together. And I want the Republicans to win, for crying out loud. I mean,
it looks like I shouldn't have missed Meet the Press yesterday, but we had a birthday in the house and all headed out early to Mass and off to the lake. So I missed Meet the Press, but I usually print the transcript. I don't have it today, but it looks like what it is, Dan, is for 2020. I'll set up a super PAC if he decides to run in 2020. In other words, saying he'd be against it for the 2020 race. Many people think what Cruz did at the convention was because of 2020. But that having been said, Dan, I'm with you. There should be zero energy going into that right now, especially when he wants to unite the party. Take the high road. I'm with you.
Right, and it's stupid.
Yeah. You want to add. You don't want to subtract, right? You want to add folks to the camp. Yeah, good point.
Exactly. We don't want Hillary to win.
Yeah.
And I don't think Cruz does either.
No, I'm with you. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
All right, let's see here. Another texter says, I was told years ago that they set cones in slow traffic. They set the cones and slow traffic down to get people used to it before they start work to make it safer when they're actually working. Back to our huge, and I mean huge, issue of the day, ladies and gentlemen. This is number one. This is big. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. Fargo to Bismarck on I-94 westbound is 90% road construction. And only about, I don't know. And now, mind you, I was on it early this morning. So I get work doesn't start early, but less than half of that was actually being worked. And I didn't even see anything really, like, what are they doing here? It looks like everything's done. Why are the cones still up? Why are the signs there? Trying to get to the bottom of it. Drives us crazy. So this texter is saying they set the cones to slow traffic down to get people used to it before they start to work. I don't think that works either, because when you don't see any construction, what do? You push the speed limit. You say, well, why am I going 40? There's nobody here. I mean, it should be 40 when... I think that could have the opposite effect. Another texter. It looks like Rush Limbaugh was right all along, calling Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. Yeah, boy, I tell you, that woman. Man alive. And I can't believe that they announced at the same time she's, you know, being punished, if you will, by having less of a role at the convention and stepping down as chair of the Democratic National Committee, and then at the same time gets a new position with Hillary. This is like rewarding her for, hey, way to go.
And now she'll be able to say what she wants to say, and the emails won't get out because they're on a private server. So
another text. Scott is talking about whether or not the kids are driving safe. How about the elderly? I've had to avoid way more possible accidents with elderly people than I have had with young drivers.
Okay, say what you want, but they're not texting and driving.
Yeah, there you go. We'll ask the North Coast Safety Council folks next hour. A trooper here, too. Leave the construction workers alone, says a texter. Uh-oh. We poked the bear, Todd.
What'd you do?
Too many people speed through those zones. It's miserably hot, dangerous work, and they deserve a safe work environment. You want to pick on someone? Pick on those crook bankers. Ouch. Wow. Crooked Hillary, maybe.
Now somebody's going to call, not all bankers are crooked. Yeah. I don't know that he's saying that or she's saying that.
More coming up here.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for 99 cents. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week, they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, talking road construction, Democratic National Convention of Philadelphia, email scandals, lots of other stuff today on the program, and more of your calls. Welcome, North Dakota Safety Council Safety Talk next hour. We're also out at Medora today. Steve Hallstrom, our fine correspondent,
is in Medora, and he caught up with our buddy Teddy Roosevelt. Well, it's Joe Wagan, but
it's not really Teddy.
Yeah, he's the best Teddy Roosevelt there is out there. I wonder how those two are doing. Let's find out.
So, when you are here in Medora, which is much of the time, what do you like to do? Are you a golfer? Do you like the pitchfork fondue? Do you like to watch the musical? What is it that you fill your time?
Of course, when I was president, I did a bit of moralizing, and one historian said that if you boiled me down to my essence, I was a preacher militant. One senator bristled at the White House at my moralizing. He said, "Mr. President, you're preaching." I said, "Senator, you're right." And the presidency is a bully pulpit, too. Well, in answer to your question, of course, now, the Bully Pulpit is a famous and delightful golf course nearby Medora. But you won't be finding me spending most of my morning or afternoon there. I play tennis and play a little bit of a game here, but I do like hiking primarily through the park and a horseback ride from the Medora stables. That's always an enjoyable time, too.
Now, we've just finished up with the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And
well, you had to go there now, didn't you?
Well, I have to ask your thoughts on current political events. The Democrats are starting this week, and they've had some interesting wrangling, if you will, of the horses already there, too. And
of course.
Just wondering your thoughts on the current state of presidential politics.
Well, of course, my hero, Abraham Lincoln, reminded us at Gettysburg that this is a government of, by, and for the people. And Mr. Hallstrom, we may not like the results very much this election season, or perhaps even the prospect of the choice before us. But the duties of citizenship convey themselves far beyond Election Day and far beyond the run-up to the election. It's what we do as citizens each and every day that makes this country a better place. And the most important role in the country is not president, it's citizen. Mm. And we can make our community a much better place by getting involved to help those that are in need of help, to give leadership to the issues that are important in our local communities, and to participate in the great debate of the issues on the national stage. But I'm afraid that even with my 158 years of experience, I'm having a hard time making upside out of this particular situation we're in.
Well, you look pretty good for being 167 years old or whatever you are. I've got to give you credit. What's your secret to long life?
The strenuous life and alcohol only in moderation for preservative purposes only.
Okay, so a little bit each day, but that's it. You get to see the smiles and the look on people's faces when they get here and they look around. Does it ever get old seeing people come here for the first time?
Not at all. Just as you saw as we awaited our introduction on radio today, a wonderful couple with a little child from the Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee. Now, that's amongst the nation's most visited national parks. The vistas are amazing. But that couple today, they're in Medora, North Dakota. They're headed out to the petrified forest portion of this park. And, well, it's a real treasure here along the interstate. And if there's any lament I have, it's that so many pass through from the east and the Midwest. They're taking their great excursion, and they might just skip by Medora without knowing what a wonderful gem and treasure's here and what a great expanse and inspiration we have in Theodore Roosevelt National Park. They're headed out to Yellowstone and Teton and Glacier. And if on the way there, the way back, they stop in Medora for a day or two, catch the musical. If they were singing and dancing cowboys in my day, I might still be ranching along the Little Missouri.
Well, it is world-class entertainment. I had a chance to see the musical for the first time ever last summer and absolutely loved it. Got to eat the pitchfork fondue, and it really is an amazing little place. And hopefully what we're doing here today can encourage some folks out in the Red River Valley on the eastern side of the state to make their way out here. Give us your best little plug for why someone should come if they haven't before. Maybe they think, it just seems kind of sleepy, and I don't know if there will be anything to do there, and will the kids like it? What would you say?
Right. My goodness, from morning till well past sunset, there's so many fun things to do. Educational sort of things, like visiting the museum, the Schaefer Center that tells that story of Harold Schaefer, the phenomenal visionary North Dakota businessman who resurrected Medora. But there's a family fun center on a hot day, and there's nothing like a water balloon fight or sliding down the world's tallest inflatable water slide, which I've done myself.
Is that right?
Right. The horse rides and that sort of thing. So plenty of things for the family to do in Medora. every afternoon, as I mentioned, Jared Mason, and I do a matinee, a salute to the National Parks. This is the centennial of the National Park Service. And, of course, the Medora musical, the Pitchfork Fondue, as you mentioned before, is, of course, deep boiled steaks that are just boiled in oil and delicious. So there's a good time to be had, and, of course, the park is a wonderful place to explore, to see the bison and the wild horses. And is there anything as cute and pretty, if you're not a rancher, as a prairie dog?
Teddy Roosevelt giving you some great tips on Medora. Steve Holcomb's there all week, so we'll be checking in with him as well and find out more.
I can't picture Teddy doing water balloon fights. I wasn't expecting that one.
No?
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
By the way, the Schaefer Museum is a staple for me.
Mm.
Every time. It's fabulous. You know, there's a little movie there, but there's some memorabilia. There's some... it's just... Harold Schaefer was just one of the...
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable legends of this great state. And the Schaefer Museum tells the whole story of Bubble Bath and, you know... So it's just fabulous. It really is. And there's some neat things in there about Shiloh, too. Worth checking out. All right, back to your calls. Road construction... Experts, we need you to answer our questions today. Safety talk coming up, too. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products... Their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty. Made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now. 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.